This is Disturbingly Hysterical Bedtime Stories with Davida Kelly. And this Disturbingly Hysterical Bedtime Story is about my precious, precious, humongous pet Burmese python named Pookie. So, about 20 years ago, I really wanted a pet, and I'm allergic to cats, I'm allergic to dogs, and I already had an iguana, which was super adorable because they're just like cats, but they eat fruit and you can train them. And then I was like, I really want a pet snake. And one of my trainers at the local gym that I was training with said, hey, I do have pythons, by the way. And he showed me his pythons because he also was an exotic, like, animal. He sold the pythons. So I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. So I saw the one snake and he explained to me how pythons are so gentle. They're not poisonous. They're not demanding, but you have to feed them consistently. For instance, like every 6 months, they have to have like a significant amount of food in their stomach because they easily die. For instance, in the wild, pythons typically can strangulate their prey, which means like suffocate them to death, but the prey is too big to swallow, so the python will just die of starvation. So what they can do is like crunch bones of their predator. I mean, sorry, their no, not the of their snack, of their prey. But often that prey is too big to swallow. So it's tricky raising pythons. They are not poisonous. Their only way of eating is by strangulation. So, anywho, I always wanted a pet python, especially a really pretty one. And it was Halloween. And this is back in the day when I was a really famous stripper at the infamous Scores nightclub, where all of the celebrities, debutantes, Hollywood stars, and athletes would come to party because it was a scene. And this is back when the Gambinos and Gaudis ran it. Night was a celebrity night. And I had gotten to be friends with oh my God. I feel terrible. This is so bad. This is how amazing my memory is. Who was the pitcher? He was a famous baseball player. He's Dominican with green eyes. Baseball player. I am so losing it. Baseball player. No. People. Dominican, Puerto Rican baseball player. Famous. Rodriguez. Okay, oh my God. These are lit moments with Davida Kelly. So yes, Rodriguez. He had his whole Yankee team have a Halloween party at one of the bars and nightclubs that I was also promoting at the time. So there was a dress code, Alex Rodriguez. brain fart, Alex Rodriguez. Derek Jeter was there as well. Wow! I forget like how amazing my memory is that bad. Yeah, so this is like 2 decades ago. Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter invited me and my slutty girlfriends to come dress to their costume party, which I was also promoting. So they showed up and I wanted to be Medusa. And so I was not going to do Medusa because my girlfriend was like, I'm already Medusa. So she was Medusa with all the snakes coming out of her head. I'm like, fine, then I guess I'll be Cleopatra with that snake wrapped around my neck. And I'll dress like Egyptian Cleopatra. And then my other girlfriend was like, well, I'll just dress up in python print boots and a snakeskin skirt and thong and bra. So I got Pookie the Python. And at that time, he was about maybe 5 feet long. So Pookie the Burmese Python came with us to the Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez baseball party on Halloween. And then after that, we were going to go to the Jonathan Peters Halloween party at, back in the day, it was Sasha and it was the place to go and bring your exotic costumes and pets. And so then we went to that party. And Pookie the Python was on the neck the whole time, and everybody was freaking out. It made such an amazing impact. So I kept the poor snake, and his name is Pookie, was R.I.P. And then brought him home to where I lived in upstate New York, which was in Westchester. And so I put him in this giant tank, and you have to start off by feeding pythons, like, baby rats, or, like, small little feral animals. So I started feeding him mice in my apartment in his giant tank, and he had, like, a heating light and rock. So he was comfy, and so he was eating mice, and he started getting really humongous. And so after a while, I started having to figure out how to feed him live rats because he was devouring like a dozen mice. So instead of a dozen mice, he could probably eat like two large rats instead. So I went to the pet store to get rats that Pookie the Python would eat. So instead of 12 mice, two rats. And so I got these giant rats from Petland. And they were like black and white rats and like, you know, the kind that kids like use with a hamster wheel. So I brought it back to my apartment and threw the fucking rats in the Pookie the Python's tank. And after 2 days, my pet fucking python was not eating the rats. He was just hiding from them. The rats were scratching at his face and his eyes, and Pookie the Python was getting attacked by these domesticated pet rats, and the rats were like shredding up the newspapers that were in the bottom of the snake tank and turning it into a fucking nest and having babies and like just living happily inside of this humongous tank for my pet python Pookie. And so once the rats like overwhelmed the tank, I was like, oh my god, my poor snake can't even like nap because the rats would go over and like scratch its face just for shits and giggles and like fuck with it and like nibble on its tail and chomp on its on its tail. And so poor Pookie the giant Burmese python was just like, he could not handle that. So he was not eating for a while. I'm like, oh my god, and he's not eating rats? This is really bad. So I was like, okay, shit. Took the rats out, put them into a plastic container meant for, like, you know, your cat or your dog when you're trying to transport them somewhere. So you put them in a, you know, a container, like, you know, like a carry-on container with, you know, where they, you know, like a carry-on container, whatever, a cage where they can breathe if you take them from one place to the other. So I put the rats in there and I cleaned out the python's tank. I was like, oh no, poor Pookie the Python, he not only did not get to eat at all, but he just got, like, clawed to death by these evil little fucking domesticated rodents that he was supposed to eat. But instead, they just like scratched his face and like just like made a nest out of his tank. Okay, so I put the domesticated rats into a plastic cage, left them in there for a week, and I was like feeding them. They got water. After a fucking week, oh my fucking god, the rats had babies, and they chewed through the plastic encagement, the plastic cage that I put them in, chewed through it, and we're just having a whole lot of fun in my apartment. They just went all over the place. They chewed through the plastic cage. We're all over the apartment. Oh my god. So that's when I had to like find all the fucking rats that were like just going around, got put them into another plastic container, and then I just was gonna leash them into the wild and be like, oh my god, they chew through plastic. Okay, so, and again, they were domesticated rats. They were in a pet store, like, for kids who, like, you know, want cute rats as pets. And they're, like, black and white and spotted and adorable. So, I scooped them all up and leashed them into the backyard of where I was living in upstate New York at the time. Oh, and poor Pookie the Python was still hungry, so exactly 2 weeks later, I'm living above a restaurant in Pelham, New York, which is upstate New York in Westchester. And the owner of the restaurant and the bartenders approached me. They're like, oh my God, did you hear what happened? I'm like, what? They're like, they're these giant fucking rodents the size of opossums or raccoons. Huge fucking rodents, but like spotted, like black and white, and like with manners, because they will like politely walk up to the bar and all of our patrons ordering food here in this bar restaurant and stick out a hand and politely demand like food. And these fucking things were huge, like going through the restaurant, like just going up and like snacking on whatever leftovers are on the floor, just acting like they were huge cats and like entitled and shit. And have you heard of, like, what? That is insane. You say they're like what? Spotted like black and white? Oh my god. That is so funny. Only because I was trying to feed my pet python, who's like 6 feet long, rats. And he didn't eat them. So I thought I would like just... because since my pet python didn't want to eat them, I was like just going to let them loose into Mother Nature and let them go ahead and escape and get their freedom, because apparently they escaped the dragon snake's mouth, so they deserve their freedom. So I let them loose into the neighborhood. Oh my god, you said they were like black and white. That's so funny. Are they pregnant? And they're like, yes, they were like fucking fat and pregnant and waddling around like humongous impregnated fucking rodents that had an attitude and were demanding food from the patrons and the restaurant. I'm like, oh my god, that is so funny. Oh no. I'm like, yeah, no, my snake didn't eat a bunch of rodents, so I let them loose, and that might be why. That makes sense, right? So, oh my god. So I was, whoopsies. Also, I was dating the son of the, he was the head of the council in Pelham, Westchester at the time. and I was dating a Marine. His dad was the head of the council. So they had a whole, like, village council saying that the entire town of Pelham was getting overrun by these giant, friendly, impregnated rodents that had really good manners and were, like, spotted and tamed and politely asking for fucking grub on the side. The entire town got infested by these super friendly pet rodents that I accidentally leashed into the world because my fucking goddamn Burmese fucking python had a mood swing that day and refused to eat any of those rats because they were scratching and bullying him instead. So my sissy bitch fucking snake could not overwhelm the rodents, so the rodents just overtook his tank, and then I just was like, okay, then, yeah, you are free into Mother Nature, and then they infested the entire town of Pelham, and so there was a whole council meeting. They got together, it was like, we have to evict Davida Kelly for, like, infesting the town. They're like, it's been 50 years since World War II, the last time there was a rodent infestation was World War II. In Westchester, New York, where the town was overrun by vermin. And now they had to call in an exterminator. And the town had to pay for an exterminator to come in and exterminate the rodent vermin that overwhelmed the town of fucking Pelham, New York, Westchester, because my fucking snake had a mood swing and decided that he did not want to eat them rodents on that given day. So what happened from then on, I'm like, all right, fuck you, Pookie the Python. If you're going to be a little bitch like that, I'm going to start feeding you chickens instead. You get one live chicken, okay? And when you eat that live chicken, then let's see if you can eat that first. So I went to the live farm in Westchester that was down the road. And I went and got two little hens that were like just like sprouted their wings. And so I got two little hens. I'm like, all right, since you're gonna have rodents that infested the entire neighborhood of Pelham, you're gonna have to learn how to eat little baby hens now. So I got the two baby hens from this farm in upstate and got them to my tank. And Pookie the Python is only 6 feet by now, so I threw in two baby hens that were maybe like about barely a foot long. And so Pookie the Python, because he is a python, he goes by scent, and then what he does is he'll latch onto the neck and then wrap around its prey and choke them to death and then be able to swallow it. So I threw in the hen. So Pookie the fucking Python ended up just playing with these hens. So all night long, Pookie the Python was just smacking them around with its tail. And you could hear the little baby hens going, "Rah! Rah! 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 Rah!" And so Pookie the Python was playing with his food before he devoured it. And in the morning, the poor little two little miniature hens had, like, broken wings because they'd been, like, completely assaulted all night by Pookie the fucking Python, who did not want to eat them. He just wanted to play with them. And I felt so bad. I'm like, oh, crap. So I took the little hens out and put them in my kitchen and, like, tried to, like, fix their wings and gave them, like, cookie crumbles and fed them and, like, tried to nurture them back to health, because I was like, oh my god, they just got tormented in the python cage because Pookie the Python just brutalized them and had fun with them all night. Oh, so I ended up keeping these fucking chickens in my little one-bedroom apartment in Pelham, New York. And so the chickens started walking around the apartment, and they're like, rah, 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 rah. So I had to keep on feeding these fucking chickens. And then at some point I'm like, Pookie the Python has to be really hungry. So I'm like, all right, this is ready, Pookie. I know he's going to smell the scent. He had not eaten in about 6 months since the rats. So I threw the pen back in there. And Pookie the Python goes and again, just starts playing with the chicken, with the baby hen. Oh my god. But he keeps smacking it around with his tail. So I took the hen out. I'm like, if he smells the scent of blood, then maybe he'll attack it. So my neighbors were over watching this whole thing go down. I'm like, listen, I feel really bad. We have to, like, cut the head off the chicken. And that way my python will, like, smell the scent of blood and then, like, eat it and have his tummy full. So my neighbors are like, oh, we could do this. I'm like, please do. So, like, just cut the chicken's head off. And I handed them a samurai sword because I have, like, about a dozen of them. So I'm like, just make it really quick, please. We don't want to persecute the poor chicken. It's been through enough. I just nursed it back to life just so that we could feed it back to my python. I fixed its wing. I'm like, go ahead and just cut the head of the chicken off quickly, quickly. And my neighbors, they were like, They're boys, too, by the way. They're like, guys. And so, like, they didn't even cut the head off. They're, like, stabbing the chicken. I'm like, no, don't stab the poor chicken. Oh, my God. You just happened to slice and cut the chicken's head off. But they were, like, poking at the poor chicken the whole time. I was like, rah, 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 rah. I'm like, oh, my God, you're torturing the poor little baby hen. Oh, my. Just no. So, they were just stabbing it. I'm like, oh, this is so bad, so bad. So I ended up cutting the chicken's head off. And Pookie the Python didn't want anything to do with it either. So after all that trauma from escaped rodents and poor chickens getting tortured and stabbed to death, I'm like, okay, Pookie, you are going to learn how to eat defrosted fucking chickens. So, I trained my Burmese python how to eat defrosted hens, chickens, thighs, whatever, from the grocery store. I would defrost it, put it in his tank, be like, if you're hungry enough, you're going to learn how to eat that, Pookie the Python. And he did grow to be 15 feet long. And then the problem was he only eats every 6 months. And with pythons, you have to be very careful about how you feed them. Because they will starve to death if they are underfed or if they eat something and it's not enough. And so in the wild, this happens frequently. So my friend came to stay at my apartment in Westchester while I was away. And I said, when Pookie the Python starts thrashing around, that means he's hungry. So you have to feed him 4 defrosted hens from the grocery store. And if you don't, like, that's going to be a problem because his system will shut down and he could die. So my friend did not exactly understand it, but he did feed him 1 chicken, but it wasn't enough to fill my python's belly. So my poor Pookie the Python, his digestive system shut down after 1 hen, even though he was supposed to eat 4 of them. So because his system shut down, he ended up dying of starvation, which is a really sad story. And anyways, he's my spirit animal guardian. I love you, Pookie. Disturbingly hysterical bedtime stories with Pookie the Python and Davida Kelly.